Stelling poll, XR has closed down Britain's newspapers. Good. They deserve it. By James Stelling poll on September 5, 2020. Those few of you who still read newspapers won't have got one today because of a blockade staged by the eco-fascist economic terrorism organization Extinction Rebellion. As a Fleet Street veteran who has spent some of the happiest and most productive years of his career writing for newspapers like The Telegraph, The Mail, The Sun, and even the Financial Times, The Independent, and The Guardian on one occasion, I suppose I ought to be saddened by this outrageous assault on our frank, fearless, and world-renowned print media. But actually I don't give a toss. No, more than that, I am quite amused. Extinction Rebellion laughably claims that the blockade is a response to the MSM's failure to report on the global environmental crisis. Like almost everything Extinction Rebellion has ever said, this is a farrago of lies, indeed the exact opposite of the truth. Far from under-reporting the climate and ecological emergency, Britain's craven print media has stoked this hashtag fake news crisis by continually running, almost verbatim, press releases handed to them by eco-fascist organizations like Greenpeace and Fiends of the Earth, as well as by bloated rent-seekers on the environmental gravy train such as the wind industry. For a while a few years back, print media journalists like David Rose and the much-missed Christopher Booker were able to squeeze stories into the newspapers which did not swallow unquestioningly the green blob's bullshit. But this is no longer the case. Thanks to the bullying of activists like Bob Ward, the creature that the eco-tycoon Jeremy Grantham keeps on his leash and pays to report to the press complaints organization Ipso any article that dares question the green narrative, newspaper editors have lost their nerve. They won't run stories critical of the environmental agenda or the confected climate change scare because they don't want their lawyers bogged down preparing defenses against the vexatious complaints continually launched at them either by Ward himself or the Green Blob's various sock puppets. Honest coverage of green issues has been further corrupted by the way that green lobbyists and corporations now sponsor the print media, effectively buying either favorable coverage or at least warding off criticism. Pretty much the entirety of the British print media is now bought and paid for by the Green Blob. Nor does it help that a lot of the children going on from uni to careers in journalism have bought in wholesale to the green agenda. Here, for example, is a journalist on the formerly conservative newspaper The Telegraph actually boasting about all the eco-bollocks stories she has squeezed into the newspaper. It's the same story at The Sun, none of whose working-class readership has anything remotely to gain by the way that the eco-scare industry is helping to drive up their energy bills and taxes, make their holiday flights more expensive, make it harder to get around by car, and slowly erode their freedoms. But the increasingly woke Sun editorial staff don't give a toss about what the readers really think about climate change. They've got a green agenda to force through and the readers can go hang. No, it's not ironic, Zach. It is entirely predictable. The scaremongering of eco-celebrities like David Attenborough, relentlessly promoted by the MSM, is quite possibly the main reason why so many gullible middle-class idiots and impressionable brainwashed kids are taking to the streets on behalf of an eco-fascist organization which, should it ever get its way, would destroy everything they hold dear. Their income, their security, their leisure activities, their holidays, their countryside. If the MSM had done its job and held the environmentalists to account, instead of lazily regurgitating their fake news drivel, then you wouldn't have XR activists on the streets right now stopping ambulances getting sick people to hospital, disrupting people's journeys, vandalizing property, further damaging the economy, and generally polluting the atmosphere with their foul mung bean flatus and patchouli-infused armpit stench. XR's assault on the MSM is a classic example of as you sow, so shall you reap. It also reminds me of Kipling on the subject of Dane Geld. We never pay anyone Dane Geld. No matter how trifling the cost. For the end of that game is oppression and shame. And the nation that plays it is lost. But that was then, of course, when Britain, or England, still had an element of spirit and national pride. These days, of course, most British people and organizations, including very much our failed print media, are more than happy to pay Dane Geld to vile organizations like XR and Black Lives Matter. Why should we shed any tears for them when their stupidity, cowardice and ignorance come back to bite them? Oh, one more thing. This ludicrous tweet from Preeti Patel. When is this government, especially our supposedly robust, Thatcherite, and no-nonsense Home Secretary, going to get a grip. Yes, we have a cherished freedom to protest in this country. But there seems to be one law for people who protest peacefully and harmlessly against the government's ridiculous lockdown and mask rules. See the £10,000 imposed on Piers Corbyn just for organizing such an event. And another one for Black Lives Matter and XR protesters who are vandalizing property, attacking police, and causing millions of pounds of economic damage to the economy. How can any government, let alone one claiming to be a conservative one, allow this outrageous injustice to continue? Is it perhaps because Johnson and his fake conservatives are so committed to the hard left, anti-free market, crony capitalist, junk science agenda of the green blob they are intellectually incapable of appreciating just how wicked, destructive, dangerous, and unpopular it is? Follow Breitbart London on Facebook, Breitbart London.